on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
In campus news, URN has exclusively revealed the dates for Nottingham Varsity 2015 today. All but one event will be held over an eight-day period from Monday the 27th of April to Wednesday the 6th of May. The series will begin with basketball at the Capital FM Arena and end with cricket on Friday the 5th of June. Ice hockey is on Wednesday the 29th of April. SU Sports Officer Kiri Madani explained why the series is being condensed into a short period.
The idea is to open on the big games, so starting on basketball, getting the hype up and then celebrating our sporting talent across 10 days, ending with sports ball.
The University of Nottingham and the British Library have joined forces to create a free online course. The Propaganda and Ideology in Everyday Life module will combine the latest academic insights from university experts with the British Library's political collections. It will soon be easier for companies behind nuisance calls and texts to be fined up to £500,000. Reforms from April will lower the threshold required for regulators to take action. It comes after more than 175,000 complaints were made to the Information Commissioner's Office last year. A former US Marine has been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of American sniper author Chris Kyle and another man. Eddie Ray Ralph, who's an ex-Navy SEAL, had admitted the killings but pleaded insanity due to post-traumatic stress disorder. A court in Texas has ruled he'll have no chance of parole. Sam Smith is the man to beat at tonight's Brit Awards. He leads the way with five nominations, including Best Male Solo Artist and Best Album for In the Lonely Hour. He's also in the category for British Breakthrough Act alongside George Ezra, Royal Blood and Churches. They say they'll be looking forward to taking a well-earned break.
We're just working on our second album now. We're about a month in, so things are going well. That's all we're focused on at the moment, just like writing. In the studio, 7 hours a day, every day, and it's going really well.
For more on the Brit Awards, check out the music show's special on the website, urn1350.net. Luis Suarez fired Barcelona to victory at Manchester City on his return to action in England. He hit both goals in the Spanish side's 2-1 Champions League win at the Etihad Stadium in the first leg of their last 16 tie. In the night's other game, Carlos Tevez scored as Juventus beat Borussia Dortmund 2-1. The weather today, dry and cloudy this afternoon, highs of 9 Celsius, that's 48 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 26 minutes to 1.